The Gadget Show on The Last Word.
With Currys. Get unbeatable black tag bargains on hottest tech. In store and online at currys.ie.
Everything that we've been given to review has with thanks to Currys, and everything is available at the website currys.ie. And also next week, Monday to Friday, every day next week, there will be bundles of the goods that we have reviewed put together. So over the 5 nights, every night, there will be a bundle of goods worth about €1,000 to be won. So be sure to be with us every night next week on The Last Word for your chance to win that fantastic prize of the goods coming from Currys. Now, we have Cathal O'Sullivan, producer of 98FM, Faye Short, presenter in Spin 103.8, with us to talk about their products. And we've deliberately, I think, perhaps, Cathal, haven't done much on Apple products so far. I think that's fair to say, Andy.
First one.
So you got an Apple Watch SE3. Tell us about this. Do you need a smartwatch?
I suppose I was never someone who wore a fitness wearable or a smartwatch or anything like that. I was never obsessed with like closing my rings or tracking my sleep or anything like that. But I love Apple products in general. I'm a big fan of it. So when I got this to test, I was very excited. I was like, right, this is the time that I'm going to fall for it and like fall in love with it. But it was initially I was like, right, this is great. I run a lot at the moment. I don't know where you're running days behind you, Matt, but
Matt, I wouldn't take that now. He is in the height of his fitness, as I can tell.
Thank you, yes, Faye, because I've actually been rendered speechless there, actually.
I know he runs quite a bit.
He does the bodybuilding, Jamie.
I'm
running quite a bit at the moment, and I was like really excited to start using it.
Yeah.
So I started using it kind of on my runs and stuff like that, but the initial like thought was that it was so hard to keep alive. The battery was something that just initially shocked me.
Problem with all Apple
products. Yeah, absolutely. But I was charging it at nighttime, number one, to track my sleep, but so I'd wake up and have it for the next day. And by the time I woke up the next morning and had worn it after charging it before I went to bed, it was gone from 100% to like 80% overnight, which for me just doesn't like stand up to the like size of Apple products. But like running, it is a great watch for the running features. There's certain things I didn't like about it. You had to kind of swipe across to pause your runs and different things like that. There wasn't an initial, like if you click the button that people will know is on the Apple Watch, it doesn't pause the run. Say if you're stopped at traffic lights and you are looking for that kind of feature to like track your run without having to slow down.
You just have to keep going and run between the cars.
Yeah, well, that's it. Or get faster. That's what I'm trying to do.
Get there before the light changes, Cathal.
I did find it interesting. I use Strava quite a bit, and the Strava app comes up on the Apple Watch, but also you can track it on the kind of just the generic Apple feature. So I use Strava on my phone going for a run, but tracked it on the Apple feature on my watch. And it was interesting to see that the Strava feature on my Apple phone was 5.2K and the Apple Watch was 5.04.
Found that as well.
So like, it's interesting to see like where the GPS is and how accurate it is. Mm. Now, according to chatting to a few different people who wear Apple Watches, the watch is more accurate. So I did find that kind of interesting that it is quite accurate. It also tracks your sleep, which me who doesn't get very much sleep, being a breakfast radio producer and someone who stays out late, but stays up late.
But your bosses are listening, so they've noted that.
I found it interesting that I got a sleep score and it was saying like I had 89 score last night or something like that. Mm. So it was interesting to see how much sleep
I'd love to have an 89 score. Faye, tell us about your first thing. You've got
the Party Box, is it?
The JBL Party Box Club 120 Bluetooth Megasound Party Speaker.
Have you ever been to a session, Matt? I shouldn't be specific. Have you been to a rave before?
This is definitely ageism.
It's not, because I haven't myself, but if I was going to a rave, this is what you would need, okay? The Bluetooth Megasound Party Speaker, it's exactly what it does in the tin. It is a party speaker. It's huge. Sound is incredible. Has a little like wheels on it and a little handle so you can bring it around. You can head downtown with it. Wherever you want to go, you can plug in a mic. You can plug in an aux, USB smart charging. It also has LED lights, so like basically strobe lights. So you can bring the session into your front living room. So if you're having people over for drinks or whatever, or for just, you know, a bit of crack.
It happens for you. Yeah, even in my advanced age, you know, I've done it over the years.
I don't doubt that for a minute, man. This is exactly what you need over Christmas. It's brilliant. It's very big. Sound is good. Price is good as well. €329 for what it is. I haven't tested out a lot of these in my day, but I would definitely recommend. I was happy with this.
How heavy is it to move around?
It's a little bit bulky. Like, you're going to place it in one specific place and leave it there.
But it's not bad to carry, Faye.
No,
I mean, you can
not.
Carry it around.
Yeah, you can.
Did your neighbours complain?
No, they didn't, which is brilliant. I was up all night singing to myself and having great crack. Now, the only thing is, you're not going to bring it to a festival. So if that's what you're looking for, it's not that.
No, but it is water resistant.
It is. Yeah. It's a splash resistant. And I mean, it's
great. Splash resistant is different now to Irish weather at a festival and a bit of rain, isn't it?
This is splash resistant, yeah. Okay. You can't submerge it in water. But like Faye said, I think this is, we've tested and talked about so many JBL products on this show in the past. And this is, for the money, I think it's stunning.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to your watches, Carl. Because if you were dissatisfied with the Apple Watch, as it seems you were, what about the Garmin Forerunner 55?
Yeah, so last Thursday I put on the Garmin after using the Apple for a week, and today is Wednesday. I charged it last Thursday, and it is currently on 60%, which without having charged it.
That's terrific.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, I was so impressed by the battery life. I just didn't have to, I thought I would wake up and it'd be lower. But when it came to using it for running and stuff like that, what this watch is, I suppose, built for, it's kind of what they marketed it as, is a running coach on your wrist. It's kind of one of those things that's going to help you get faster. It's for kind of beginner and intermediate runners, which I suppose I would class myself a little bit. So I found it really useful. There's kind of buttons all along the side and stuff like that. So like I say, it was difficult on the Apple Watch to stop your run and stuff like that, whereas you could just click it off. And again, it tracks your sleep and all like that, but it's also connected to an app called the Garmin Connector app, which does absolutely everything that the Apple Watch does. And for me, it wasn't as overbearing as the Apple Watch. It didn't constantly give me as many notifications and stuff like that. And I really did like it. It's lightweight. I thought the Garmin watch would be a bit clunky. I don't know, like James Bond super spy or something like that. But you can see it's quite neat, good. And it's lightweight. Yeah. And I slept with it great. I had it on every night in bed, and I kind of am one of those people who don't wear.
And does it give you sleep monitor as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives you a sleep score as well.
It's funny to hear Russell talking about the battery life of the
Carl. Russell.
Carl, it's funny when you talk about the battery life, because the Apple Watch, I think, is 18 hours, and the one that the Garmin you've just tried is 2 weeks.
Yeah, 14.
Wow.
It's amazing the difference. I'm wearing a Whoop.
Huge difference.
And the Whoop, you get well over a week on that before you need to recharge
it. What do you think of the Whoop, Matt?
I'm actually really liking it. Yeah, it's
very
useful.
Is that on a subscription? Yeah.
It is, yeah. And it's pricey, but it actually does give me a lot of useful
That's
information.
That's why I suppose I find
at my advanced age, as Paul points out to me.
Of course, and you need it all at this point.
But you can use it for more than just running. Cycling, pool swimming, it's like that. It has the waterproof function, yoga, the whole lot.
Okay. Give me your other two Bluetooth speakers. They're both JBLs. One is the Grip Portable and the other one is the Go 4 Portable. What's the difference and are they any good?
Yes, they're great. They're exactly, you know, the complete opposite to the Party Box. They're for bringing around the place. Look how small they are. They're absolutely, it's just here.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's tiny.
Tiny. Wow. You can, if you're going on a flight, going on a train, whatever, you can put
on
it
a train
anywhere.
Are you one of those people who starts playing your music loudly and you don't go to the quiet carriage clearly? No. There are headphones that you could use for private music instead of blaring out on the train. Come on.
I'd like to get everyone involved, you know what I mean? So I would definitely recommend this. It's small, compact, it's so sturdy.
What's
as well.
The sound like on something that small though?
It's good. It is good, honestly.
Not tinny nor anything like that. No.
I love JBL. I've completely become obsessed with JBL since this week of testing out all the products. I don't think I would move. Well, JBL and Bose. Absolutely incredible, small, compact, brilliant for if you're going to a festival and you want to fit it in. This one is cool as well. This is the JBL.
The Grip one. To be honest, that's about the size of a can of a soft drink.
Yes.
Can of beer.
Yeah. So it's not too big. Not too small either. Also, it has a lovely lighting kind of strip light back here once it's connected. The only thing that people find dissatisfied about it is
that it's noisy on a train.
No, they have to listen to me besides that. It doesn't play the music to the beat, so it's not exactly the strobe lighting that you're getting in the JBL Party Box. But of course, it's a much smaller product and you can't expect the same from, you know, this as the Party Box itself. But would recommend both of them for someone who's on the go and is going to an event or, needs it to be compact and is running or whatever.
And the grip, by comparison, yes, it's a bit dearer, but it is waterproof and it'll bounce off concrete.
Okay, yeah. Give us now, Carl, the thing that I think has become the most popular in the office today, because lots of people have been getting a rub off it, shall we say, right?
A little rub.
From
there's a few of us who need it.
We all need a little rub then, don't we?
The Rainbow Power Plus Heat and Cool. It's a handheld body massage gun. Ooh. Reaching out €120. I've used a lot of massage guns over the years for different things, playing sport, etc. And this has just blown me away. Wow. It's one of the things that I just didn't think I needed in my life and now is definitely going on my Christmas list.
Where do you use it?
So, like, as I say, I was predominantly using it after I ran and stuff like that. So mainly on my legs. And when I was playing, like, football and stuff in the past, I was like, I would have loved this then. The main thing is it has a heating and cooling function. Mm. So, like, it's so easy to use. You just click in the head that has the heating and cooling function, connects to an app in your phone, you press on, and it heats up to quite a high standard. Like, and there's like, it would, I suppose, it's almost like you're getting a proper massage from, like, a physio.
If you want your back rubbed, you probably need somebody else to do it, to use the gun, aren't you?
Well, you could use this now instead of that
I'm
ball.
That flexible. Instead I can do ball. It no problem at all.
Someone at home that could use it on you.
I was trying it out earlier, actually, just as sort of a slight quad injury, and I felt, God, this is actually working. This is actually getting in quite deep than actually giving the sort of the tissue massage that you would want off it.
What does the app do, Carl?
So it can, once you connect, it allows for, I think it's, it kind of allows for around 10 minutes of the heated function. So it doesn't, I don't think it wants you to go over that. Okay. Now, I think from my use of it, you can kind of override it if you unplug the heated head and plug it back in, it sets again. Okay. It just doesn't want you, I think, overusing the heated cooling function. But like, there's six different heads on it. There's a heating and cooling one, a ball head for large muscle groups, an air cushioning head for sensitive muscles, a U-shaped head for shoulder injuries, etc. But like, it's one of those things for people who are, I suppose, like playing competitive sport that they'd use it on a regular basis.
How much is it?
It's retailing at €120, which actually isn't bad considering, like, I've used one in the past from just, I don't know, a random shop, and it was around €70 and it didn't have as long a battery life. This says 4 hours, but I think that's 4 hours of consistent use. So like a constant use, whereas I charged this once and it's still going here in the office today.
Wow. Sounds good. Okay, I think that'll be a very popular choice as well. Okay, your next one, Faye, let's get to Bluetooth earbuds. You've gone for Google Pixel Buds 2A. Tell us about these.
They are brilliant. They stayed in. They get in really, really deep. And that's what I like about a good an earbud headphone.
Yeah.
I'm a bit old school. I love the overhead ones. So it would take a lot for me to be swayed to the ones that you put into the ear. They get in quite deep.
Are you afraid of them falling out and losing them? Otherwise,
And that's actually what I hate to say, but did happen with the other ones I used. I took them on a run and I just found them a little bit faulty in the sense that they'd come out very easily.
What ones were those?
The JBL ones, the Beam 2 wireless Bluetooth noise cancelling ones.
But you did manage to find it when you lost.
Oh, I did. Don't worry. Sorry. I picked out the earwax as well.
It's part of the whoever wins it on the prize next week.
You think I'm joking? I had to, honestly. I have very deep earlobes, and you know what I mean.
You sure you got every part of it out? Did you?
We'll have to wait and see. People pay big money for that anyway.
It's a bonus.
Exactly. It's included in the prize. But the Google Pixels, I think that's actually on my list for a Christmas present. It really loves.
These are only just out recently, and they come on the market after the Pixel 2 Pros, which are about €80 dearer.
Yeah.
At 119, tremendous value. Yeah. It's a brilliant little app. Did you download the app?
No, I didn't download the app.
The app is a great way to manage them. Fantastic value, though.
Okay, but, and just finish with you, Faye, because because before I go back to call, the Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Wireless Bluetooth Noise Cancelling Headphones, they're over-ear, aren't they?
Over-ear, incredible. One thing I will say for anyone using noise cancelling, it's actually, you need to be really aware of your surroundings. I don't have anything noise cancelling. I don't. I'm actually not the most tech-savvy person, okay? So when I did...
Now you tell us at the end of your reviews. Thank you.
I'm just being honest, Lance. I'm just being honest. But I went on a run and I did find that I had to become a lot more aware of my surroundings on runs, crossing the roads, but incredible noise cancelling. I sit beside Cahill in the office and they were brilliant for the
Matt knows all about that.
Yeah,
he's
a very, you know, annoying co-worker. So I would recommend to anyone in the workforce.
Okay. Well, listener says, I once accidentally drove over my JBL clip and it still works perfectly. Wow. A great brand.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a wake-up light, Cahill.
Yeah. So this is the Bure WL50 wake-up light. And essentially, it's kind of almost like, I don't know, a jar size kind of light that you set up beside your bedside and you set it to kind of slowly wake you up in the mornings. So essentially, you have two sets of alarms. That one that you can set at, I don't know, say for me working on breakfast radio, I'm up at 6 or maybe 5 some mornings. And you set one alarm.
You take out the violin for a little bit.
I know, yeah.
We all don't have the luxury of coming in a little bit later.
Don't worry, I'm up at that time as well anyway, as it happens. But go on. It's because of my age, Cahill. Yeah. We wake up earlier as we get older.
He needs to get up and pee. He's in the toilet.
You're not wrong, but anyway.
You can benefit from this, I suppose. It's one of those things that for me, personally, I need an alarm that kind of shoots up and kind of gets you out of the bed. And this is kind of not it. Mm. It slowly wakes you up. It starts off with a red light, a low dim red light, and you set it to, I suppose, 30, 20 or 10 minutes to kind of start waking you up slowly with this light. So I set it for 30 minutes one morning and it obviously started at 10 minutes of the red light, 10 minutes of kind of a lower white light, and then 10 minutes of the brightest white light, and then the alarm sounds. And the alarm is kind of this musical, almost like bells and birds outside. Whereas when you're working on breakfast radio and you know you have to be in work in the next half hour and get out to that
You have
door.
To hit the ground running.
Yeah, you need something that's going to shoot you out of the bed, and this is
Well then, why don't you use the ice bath in the morning when you get to finish off with the ice bath.
Lumimax, and like I say, it's one of those things that is a novelty, and me who lives in an apartment that is upstairs, I didn't realise that you kind of had to, I didn't have a hose. So if you are going purchasing this Christmas, you do need a hose to connect it to fill the bath. But I was running up and downstairs 15 or 16 times to get the whole thing full. Oh. But it is...
So what is it? So it's quite small, is it?
No, it's actually quite big. It can fit a 6'7".
It's a small
person.
Photograph.
Yeah, it's a small photograph on your brief.
So it's a proper bath. You get into it.
Yeah, well, like that. You kind of have to crouch down onto your hunkers.
Oh, sorry. So this actually, you immerse yourself in this.
I got into this just for the benefit of you now, Matt.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It has a 420 litre capacity and suitable for users up to 6'7" tall, which is incredible, really. It's the max size. And like I say, it's for the users who are, I suppose, doing a bit of more kind of active work in the gym, doing Pilates.
Where would you keep it then as well?
This is the thing. I was actually keeping it out around the back of my house in a complex just here in Dublin, and it was fine because no one's going to come rob it when it's 420 litres full, are they?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
Don't bet on that.
I wouldn't. But I woke up the next day after running 8K and I felt great. Well, that was probably the rainfall and the ice bath put together. So two of them that could be on my list, but would you dare an ice bath, Matt?
Listen, there's already one listener, Colette in Wexford, that says, poor Matt is copping a lot of ageist flack tonight from these youngsters.
There's only a week between me and Faye, actually.
All right, we're going to leave it with you. Thank you very much, Faye Short and Cahill O'Sullivan. Cahill from 98FM, Faye from Spin 103.8.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.